Locker room chats for one final time here in 2024 as we're now into the postseason in high school football. We got Riverside on the horn here, and we got Bryce Payden, the Cyclones football coach, brought to you by Euler Law Office, MCON as well. Cyclones, fantastic regular season, despite a loss last week, and we'll talk about it for sure. 34-28, the final in a big game against Centralia. But, Coach, we're into the postseason now. It has gone by quick. A 6-2 record. You guys go 5-1 in league play. You finish runner-up in your district. How would you assess the 2024 regular season?
You know, it's a great way to respond. This is a season that, you know, as a coaching staff, we can envision for our kids, with the change of our schedule and, you know, the new league and the excitement of all that. And, you know, you kind of look and, you know, everybody does their, what their prediction is, win, loss, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, this is where I saw our team, where we could be. And, but you never know, dealing with injuries or, you know, things that happen during the season or kids just don't perform to that level. You know, that's something that could have happened as well. But, you know, we're where I thought we would kind of be, in that mix. And, you know, overall pretty happy with our kids and the way that they've come around this year. And I knew it was going to be tough, and I knew it was going to be tough, especially at times, to get them to understand how big games are and how you have to play in those big games. And we kind of saw a little bit of that immaturity in big games, this last Friday, and especially early against Jackson Heights, a very good Jackson Heights team. But, you know, like, you know, we knew those were going to be challenging tasks. The early one we knew was going to chalk up to, you know, being early and our kids not just really understanding. You know, it's a big push. And, but yeah, our kids got a little face of another adversity there, this last week against Centralia. So that was great. But overall the season, you know, I couldn't be happier where we are. And, you know, that was just one of our goals at the beginning of the year was to be able to host a playoff game.
Well, that first game against Jackson Heights, it was a one-score game in the second half. And, again, just a couple of turnovers kind of got that game a little bit out of hand. And then last week, Centralia, the other loss, again, that ended as a six-point game. But you guys were down 20-0 in the first half. What was just kind of maybe the mentality of the team early and then changing into the second half that allowed you guys to get back into that game and give yourself a chance?
You know, it was deadlocked after one. And, right at the end of one. And, we had a crucial play, you know, a 4th-and-1 on the 50, and we had a good play that we'd worked on, for the last 2 weeks that, we were ready to do. And, you know, I thought it was going to be successful, and we had a mistake, and the mistake ended up costing us, field position. They snapped it over our head. And, gave it to him about the 35 yard line. And it wasn't long after that, when they put that together for a touchdown. And, you know, that's what good teams do. And then we threw we had a tip ball interception and, that cost us 6. And then they scored one really late in the second half. Or first half, sorry, to go at 20-0 and kicking off to him at the start of the second half. He knew it was going to be tough, and they ended up coming down, you know, right down our throat, essentially. We were down 28-0 before, we decided we really could believe in ourselves and wanted to play. And then we knew at halftime we needed kids to make big plays, and you have to do that in big games. And the second half, I mean, we had a bunch of kids that made a bunch of good plays, and then we started rallying off, and then, you know, a bunch of good things happened. We strung together, and we just ran out of time. You know, that was our thing. Is if we had, you know, 6 or 8 minutes left, we would have put ourselves in position to carry that momentum, but we just couldn't get that done.
Riverside football coach Bryce Payden joining us here. A few more minutes. Our final locker room chat here in 2024. The Cyclones hosting a playoff game on Friday night. They'll get Jefferson County North, and we'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. Few more minutes here with Riverside football coach Bryce Payden. Our final locker room chat here in the 2024 high school football season. The Cyclones at 6-2. They're going to host Jefferson County North on Friday night. That's going to be our feature game on Care 93.7. We'll dive into that in a moment. But real quick, I just kind of wanted to go back to your team, and we talked in that first segment a little bit about the growth and the overall season in general, but it seemed like this kind of season was, what, 2 or 3 years in the making? You know, your junior and senior class, a lot of those kids were contributing early on, you know, in their freshman and sophomore campaign, so you kind of had to fight through a couple of years to kind of get to where you are right now.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, that makes, you know, anything that's ever good in life, you know, is going to take some risk. It's going to take, you know, putting yourself out there. It's going to take lumps. And I think our kids are finally realizing that. And a lot of them realized it, you know, coming into this year, and then some others, it just took a little bit longer to buy in. Cause they're just so reserved. You know, our kids are resilient. You know, but they haven't won a ton. And, you know, being in the league we were in, you know, it was really difficult. Wins were not easy to come by. And if we didn't play well, we definitely lost. And those kids were put into no-win situations as freshmen, thrown out there to the wolves, by necessity. But I think they are kind of growing through that and getting better through that now. And like you said, you know, yeah, it took a while. You know, we are not the team to just absolutely kill another one and dominate them from start to finish, you know, just cause where we are in the, you know, I've talked about it for weeks, is that maturing process of learning how to win and learning that, hey, we are a good team. We can play good early and we can put teams away early. And I think that's something that our kids are slowly learning. And I think our kids, the best thing about last week is, you know, last year, maybe even, if we're down 20-0 at halftime and we give up a score, you know, that could quickly turn into a 42-6 game. But our kids, I think, felt a little bit different, and we're just better. We're just overall better, and our kids started making plays, and you know, it's good to see. And the best thing about that was our kids got to the end and they were upset that they, you know, disappointed at the end. And they haven't felt the disappointment a whole lot, because they haven't been in those type of situations where it means a lot in a big game, and we didn't make a couple plays, and how those little plays kind of cost us, field position or points on the board. So it was good, and our kids are growing and learning, and, you know, we got a lot of football left to play, hopefully this year, and that's what we're kind of focused on. So, yeah, it's a good one, and we're ready for this week.
Well, you're running the Class 1A playoffs. It starts Friday at home. You get Jefferson County North, a league opponent, of course, but one you did not see here in the regular season in 2024. And they were kind of in reset mode. They lost a huge senior class. They made that run to the state title game last year. And, you know, you really weren't sure what you were going to get, and they kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start. They lost their first game against Morehill Mounts Academy, but went on a nice winning streak. They got some guys kind of in and going, and they have slowly kind of gotten better. And, you know, they saw Jackson Heights last week, so they're kind of limping in here into this matchup. But, you know, what some thought was maybe a reset was a team that still finished 5-3. What can you tell us about Jefferson County North?
Yeah, you know, I have big respect for Coach Snyder. You know, I talked to him at talked to him at our league meeting, and, you know, he was kind of telling me, you know, we kind of lost a lot, but, you know, I told him, you know, that going to a state championship game and just having those 4 or 5 weeks of extra practice and being around your kids, you know, that's a culture thing. And, you know, I was telling him, you know, that I think that they're going to be just fine this year. And, you know, that stuff bleeds over to the next group. And, you know, there's something to be said for making a deep run like that. And even if you have 15 seniors, you know, you're going to have kids that get invested after all that. You know, they're going to see those older kids, and they're going to make good decisions in the off season and put themselves in position to do the exact same. So, I thought they had a great season. They got beat up a little bit by Jackson Heights, but, you know, who didn't? Yeah, they're a good team, and I think they lost their first game too as well to Mar Hill, and you know, that's kind of growing pains there as well early on in the season. But no, I'm ready for the game. But yes, they're a good opponent and in our league, and yes, it's nice to see another league opponent, and then the one that we haven't seen yet. So that'll be interesting. But yes, I have a lot of respect for
Coach Snyder.
This is going to be our feature game, Care 93.7. Of course, we got a lot of state volleyball coverage this week, but we will have this one for you on Care 93.7, Jefferson County North at Riverside, first round in the Class 1A state football playoffs. That's Bryce Payton, Riverside football coach, joining us. Euler Law Office, MCON, the sponsors, appreciate them very much as well. Coach, it's been a fun ride here in 2024. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day each and every week for us, and good luck throughout the playoffs.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do on the radio and supporting us and the kids and all the kids around our area that get promoted and the coaches' shows, and we get to listen to those every week. So I really appreciate you guys.